Welcome to this special podcast, number 188, Auction Napa Valley 2016 Barrel Auction. The auction weekend itself brought in $14.3 million. You can read more about the auction in our newsletter or on our website, or you can go to napavintners.com. This podcast features brief interviews with some of the winemakers at their barrels pouring some of their finest wines. But first, we asked the winemakers to give us five words that related to their particular lot this year.
Five words or less.
Vibrant.
Luscious.
Balanced.
Sexiness.
It's the essence of Stag's Leap.
Inky. Is that four?
It's young. It really is.
Amazing. How about that?
Well, we tend to wax on in this industry.
Yes. It's like a trip on a mushroom through a fantasy garden of flowers on the wings of a little fairy.
I'll finish with a very technical term I don't want to talk over your head. Yummy.
I'd really like to introduce John Biev Jensens, who's the incredible winemaker here at Robert Mondavi Winery, one of my personal heroes because you're so fantastic, and I would love to introduce you to everyone.
So welcome here at Robert Mondavi Winery. Such an honor to have you all here. We are celebrating our 50th anniversary, and at the same time, we are celebrating Napa Valley Wine Auction. So to all of us, a great weekend, a great enjoyment, and cheers. And let's be generous. Cheers.
Welcome to the Barrel Auction 2016.
So I'm here with Stephanie Hodig of Hodig Winery. How you doing?
Great. How are you today?
I'm fantastic. Beautiful day. Should be a pretty darn good auction. What do you think?
I think it'll be fabulous. Yeah. We'll start a little later this year and it'll be fun, vibrant. So yeah, I think we'll have a blast.
It's kind of a daunting challenge to try and outdo last year, not just in terms of money, but in terms of the show. Do you get involved in that in any other way at all?
Not so much in the operational side of the auction. I think that's up to each, the committee and each chair each year, but I don't think it's so much about outdoing. I think it's more about making it unique and adding a certain flavor to it or a certain style. But this year, there's a big focus on family wineries. 95% of Napa Valley wineries are family-owned. And the Junias family is chairing it this year. So 20 years ago, Augustin Junias Sr. chaired it, and you have his son chairing it this year. So that's a great tie-in for our family auction.
I love the idea of family, because so many wineries, you're into, you know, second, third generations, which is really pretty amazing for a family business, because it's not always easy to run a family business. I'm sure you know that.
Yeah, it's not easy at all, but we work hard to make it work. So we're third generation in our family business.
Nice.
Yeah, my husband's grandfather purchased the property in 1964, and my husband left college at the age of 21 to take over the business.
1964. That was a long time before things started popping, but probably pretty cool to be making wine at that time.
Yeah, it was cool. It was different. I mean, we were selling the grapes off at that point, not making wine. We founded the winery in 1980, and you know, in the early 80s, it was very rare to make Sauvignon Blanc, and that's what my husband started doing, just Sauvignon Blanc. So really wanted to create a mark and do something that we would be good at and not what everybody else was doing. So
how many auctions have you done yourself?
Oh, gosh.
That's a good answer.
I don't know. I haven't counted.
I like the go, oh, gosh, answer. That
yeah,
was a good answer.
I'm not sure. Yeah.
Okay. So for our listeners, if they'd like to find out about Hodig online, how would they do that?
Just go to our website, www.honigwine.com. That's HONIGWINE.com.
And for visitors to come to you, are you by appointment only?
We're by appointment only. But you can call us at 707-963-5618 or email us at hospitality@honigwine.com.
This is an expert at PR. Very nice job. Thank you. Pleasure meeting you.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Thanks.
I'm here with Doug Patterson of Nicolini Winery. How are you doing?
I'm doing just great. Good to see you, Ray.
Good to see you as well. And you were talking about fourth generation of this winery. When are we talking about the start time here?
Well, start time was 1890 when my great-grandfather came over from Switzerland in the Italian area, just north of Italy. And we now are the oldest winery in Napa County, same family doing it continuously. This year is our 126th consecutive vintage. And we're actually all down into the sixth generation now, just starting, but the winemaker is fifth and the tasting room manager is fifth, so the fifths are taking over.
That's like European history. I mean, obviously you have the European background, but in terms of lineage, that's pretty amazing.
Yes, that's true. We do some interesting things with our wines. We happen to grow all three of the allowed Bordeaux white grapes, which are Sauvignon Blanc, Semillon, and something called Muscadel. And so not too much of the Muscadel around, only 8 acres in Napa, only 60 acres in the state. There used to be thousands of acres, but that's about it now. So, in fact, we have some here today. You can take a little taste.
I'd love to try some. It's here, right here at the...
Right down there.
I'm going to head up there and take a taste of it. Swiss history, but with sort of the Italian... Was it kind of a border switching thing in that?
Yeah, it's just right over the border. So, although they might not admit it, the Swiss walk and talk like Italians. They eat the same food. They tell the same jokes. I mean, you can hardly tell them apart. They would not say that if they were present.
Of course
like,
not.
Like Margaret Mondavi is from the same area. It's called Ticino area, and she has a lot of... She would probably not say that either. But I can't put words in her mouth, right?
No, but it's fascinating. You meet so many people from that part of the country, Italians who speak with more of an Austrian accent, that kind of thing. Yeah. Swiss who speak with more of the French accent.
That's exactly right.
Right. But this heritage for America, you know, this gave us the rich heritage of wine which we have today, thank God.
That's exactly right. And there are a lot of Swiss in those days that came to Napa. So there are a number of wineries that also came, like Ragusa, for example, was one of them here that's still around today.
Again, a name you don't think of when you say Swiss.
Yes, you probably think Italian.
That'd be my first guess. I don't know why.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So we've had 7 Nicolini winemakers in a row from the beginning. The current one, Amy, is a fifth generation, and she is really doing quite well, introducing some new things. We did our first sparkling wine in 125 years last year.
Wow.
And it's a little different. It's 50% of Pinot Grigio, or Pinot Gris, which is one of the 7 Champagne grapes, but the other one is Sauvignon Blanc, the other half. And it has created a really great, refreshing, dry sparkling wine.
Well, it's nice that you spent 125 years trying to get it right and experiment.
That's probably about right, you know?
Yeah. For our listeners who would like to come to your tasting room, how would they learn about you online?
Well, you can go to nicoliniwinery.com. That's the fastest way because you'll take us right to our website, and you can learn all about us there.
Are you guys by appointment, or can people just come by?
We are both. On Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we're no appointment. Monday through Thursday, we're by appointment. So just call, and we'll take care of you.
Excellent. Doug, this is a pleasure meeting you. We're here with Carissa Mondavi. Many of our listeners know we talked to Carissa many years ago. How are you?
Very good. How are you doing?
Good. How's the new winery going?
Oh, my gosh. So exciting. Everything has just come together so splendidly. You have to come back. I mean, the winery is there. It's set up to reflect our vineyards entirely. It's spectacular.
I'll come back.
It's been a while since you've been. You have to come.
It's been, you weren't even building it yet.
Yeah,
or actually, you're just clearing the ground, I think.
Probably, that sounds right.
I will come back if you let me interview you again.
Okay. I can stay calm in that setting. There's a lot going on here today. It's an exciting day.
It's a noisy day. I'm amazed you could even hear me. At least I got headphones on.
Yeah, it's true. Do you have anyone?
I know, I have an empty glass. I would love to try it, yes.
Have you tried any of the reds yet?
I haven't tried anything yet today. So you actually were my first stop.
So this is our 2015 vintage of Continuum, which 2015 we had shockingly low yields. We're on the mountain, so very shy soils, low yields naturally, but there was a cool down that came during bloom, and so had even like 50% down from what we normally are, so a half a ton an acre for our Cabernet Sauvignon. But I think it's gorgeous concentration and purity of fruit, purity of place. It's a vintage we're very excited about. Just too little of it is all.
It's lovely. How many cases did you do?
Actually, I'm not sure. It's still in barrel at this time, but it's
less than half of what we had hoped.
Wow, that's amazing to be down that number.
Yeah, I think that's a thing for the whole of the Valley for 2015, but the mountains where we are were affected more dramatically.
So. Yeah, no, that's really rough. Can you describe your auction, your barrel auction wine in about five words?
I haven't even tasted it yet, so I have to get myself this. Yes. Oh, could you ask this gentleman what you think of the, actually ask this gentleman what you think of the 2015.
I like the 2015.
Oh, this is my father, Tim Mondavi.
Hello, Tim Mondavi, Ray from Life Between the Vines.
Yes,
we've met before.
Hello, yes we have.
How are you?
I'm doing fabulously, back home again. But celebrated our new life, which we're pretty delighted by.
Excellent. Well, congratulations. And I got to say, this is kind of fun to watch you pour for your daughter.
she makes me work very hard. You know, I don't know. Sometimes she'll let up on me, but...
You should.
Okay, Dad, 2015, describe it in five words or less.
Five words or less. It's voluptuous. It's approachable. Vibrant. This is a vintage that is more supple than the 13 vintage, but it has all the layers of flavor and personality. So I'm quite delighted by it. This particular blend is half, it's 100% from our estate. The average age of the vines is 23 years old. There are seven blocks, all the oldest and best blocks. It's a unique lot for the auction. And it is 50% Cabernet Sauvignon, 31% Cabernet Franc. 16% Petit Verdot and 3% Merlot. So it is, I love Cabernet Franc. This place taught me that if you go back to 66 and with retrospective tastings, the old wines that have high percentage of Cabernet Franc show beautifully. Aromatics are gorgeous. The silk is beautiful. It's very persistent. So that's why we at Continuum have taken the lessons and want to carry on with the best of what my family stood for.
So. That was a little more than five words, but I'll allow it for you. But it's got to be an interesting feeling coming back here, isn't it?
Well, it is. You know, for a while it was very difficult, but now I come back and I am very proud to see all the great things that we have accomplished and see some of our old friends as well that still are here. I'm very proud of what my father began and what we helped build for 30 years as the wine grower here. And it's delightful to be able to be here and present our wine from Continuum high up on that Oakville Ridge, you know, the Vaca Range. So pretty delighted.
The Tokalon cellar where we are now is actually a cellar that was a remodel that Dad designed. So you can see all these oak fermenters that were brought in that are just fabulous. That Dad was the driving force behind.
This is one of the more unique cellars here in the Valley. I really like it just because of the spaciousness, especially when you have events here.
Well, we wanted to be able to create a place that would be able to receive the fruit from Tokalon very well. Tokalon is a vineyard that is perhaps the best known vineyard in America. And it has a leanness and a vibrancy that is quite interesting. But it requires oak, I think, to help tame some of the tannins. And so this is designed for that purpose. But we also wanted it aesthetically to be as simple as it could be, given what... given the scale of what we're doing here. Now at Continuum, we are very tiny. So our biggest tank is one-third the size of these tanks.
What an irony.
And we have very few of them. But we are a microcosm of what we did, but we're very proud of what Continuum is able to represent for our family.
Excellent. Well, I have to say cheers to both of you and your family. Were for your dad and your family, we may never all be here.
No, well, it's certainly not here.
Yeah, definitely not here.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you, Ray. Great to see you.
Seeing you again.
Thank you for helping to spread the glory of wine to all of your public. You know, it's important. Wine is fabulous, and it's a benefit to our life. So the more people understand it, the more they'll enjoy. So thank you.
I'm here with Gary Lipp of Coho Wines. Gary, how you doing?
I'm great today, Ray. Thank you.
For a long time, I've been a fan of your wines. You make amazing and consistent wines. While they're all different, you know, they all have their own personality, they're all very, very good.
Well, thank you. I think that we do have a house style. We're trying to make wines that are more on the supple, balanced side of things. And because a lot of the fruit we work with is from cooler parts of Napa, Carneros and Coombsville, there's a lot of spiciness in the fruit. So that really kind of shows through. I'm proud of that kind of consistency.
and you should be, to tell me about your lot.
Okay. Well, this year we decided to show our Coombsville blend, which we call Headwaters. So we work with five little vineyards in Coombsville. Some of them we buy all the production from the vineyard, some we get half. And it's always our most popular wine. It gives us an opportunity to, instead, the single vineyards are great that we make because they are expression of that. This gives us a little more latitude to mold it into a blend of all these vineyards. So it's fun.
And Coombsville is just an amazing place. Some of the wine coming from there is just fantastic.
I think so, too. We moved into Coombsville in 93, and I really didn't begin to really know the fruit until maybe the 96 or so, and began to go, wow, there's something really special here. The other added thing besides the spiciness is I love the tannin structure of the fruit you get in Coombsville. They seem to be a longer chain, and I call them refined tannins. Up valley, where it's a little warmer, tannins are usually more pronounced, chalkier, grittier, you know, not a negative. But in Coombsville, there's a refinement or an elegance, and I like wines like that. So we're trying to make wines for people to be able to enjoy on a regular basis, not only from a cost perspective, but also on the fact in the style. This room is filled with a lot of really pronounced, wonderful Cabernet-based wines, but a lot of them you really need to benefit, you know, the age on to enjoy them. This wine will age lovely too, but we're crafting it to be pretty enjoyable early on. So,
For our listeners who'd like to learn a little bit about you online, how would they do that?
CohoWines.com. And we tell the story a little bit more.
Gary, thanks very much. Good seeing you again.
Likewise, Ray. Thank you.
Hi.
Oh, hello. We're here with Aaron Pot of Pot Wine. How are you doing, Aaron?
I'm doing great, Ray. How are you?
Good. It was a lot of fun chatting with you last year, finally getting that interview we've been trying to do for years. But now we've caught you here at Auction. Looks like you're off right now, or what?
I'm escaping from the barrel, so I can eat some chocolate from Woodhouse up at the...
Okay, gotta go. See you, bye. Forgot about that.
Yeah, it's good. It's worth it.
It's perfect. Yeah, it is that. What is your barrel for the Auction this year?
I have a Blackbird barrel today, and it's a blend of Cabernet Sauvignon and Cabernet Franc.
You do a very nice job with Blackbird. I am a fan of that wine.
Yeah, I'm a fan of it too. It makes helps me to express my Merlot and Cabernet Franc lust. I do a little bit in my pot wine as well from my home vineyard on Mount Veeder, where we have planted Merlot and Cabernet Franc. But because the Blackbird brand is principally Merlot and Cab Franc, it really is a fun project for me.
And two wines that are much maligned that are phenomenal wines.
Yes. Yes, but I mean, some of the best wines in the world historically are made from those two varietals, but nobody thinks about those. I mean, all the wines from Pomerol and Saint-Emilion, Merlot and Cabernet Franc, Cheval Blanc, Petrus, I don't think anybody's going to complain about drinking those wines if they have to.
If somebody offered it to me, I would not complain. For our listeners who'd like to learn a little bit more about you online, how would they do that?
Potwine.com.
Excellent. Thank you very much, sir.
My pleasure. Good seeing you, Ray.
Good seeing you. You take care. Have fun today.
Yeah, you too.
It's not often we get a chance to talk with the volunteers here, but we're going to. Who am I talking to?
I'm Amanda Sims.
I can't see your name tag here, Amanda, so you're hiding from me.
I'm just volunteer.
There is no such thing as just volunteer.
That's nice.
What you do is a valuable service to all the bidders here, let alone the people who get the money that comes from the auction.
Right.
So are you involved in the wine industry in any way at all?
I am. I'm currently a banker to the wine industry with Silicon Valley Bank.
Oh, no kidding. So you're at that end of the business.
I am at that end.
It's a business that's always made me very curious because the idea of financing a winery, or more particularly a vineyard, is almost crazy.
It's almost crazy, it's true. But I myself also come from production, so understand some of the love, the passion, and the commitment that comes with it. And it's fun to now find the financial solutions for people.
So, you know, that's great because at least you're able to relate to people. That yes. makes a big difference.
Always good to relate, yes.
Excellent. And what you're doing today is you're taking bids and also checking on bids for people here with your iPad, right?
That's correct, yes. We have the updated technology of the app now with the auction.
It's a wonderful thing. It makes things a lot easier. This was fun meeting you. Nice talking to you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Nice talking to you. And come check on a bit anytime.
I will.
Yeah.
I'm here with Stuart Spoto.
And this is my wife, Christy.
Hi. Hello, Christy. I'm sorry I didn't mean to interrupt you. I missed your name before because it's so loud in here.
That's okay. Christy Spoto.
Excellent. Nice meeting you both. First things first, why don't you tell me a little bit about your lot?
So, you want to take over
no,
that?
No, I want you to.
So, our production is very small. Spoto Family Wines has been around for about 12 years. We've been making wine as a family for over 35 years, though. But as a commercial winery, we've only been in business for about 12 years. And our fruit is in the Oakville appellation on the Tokalone Ranch. So we make less than 500 cases of this delicious Cabernet and Bordeaux blends and share it with everybody. It's a blast. We have a great time doing it.
I like the word share.
Yes, we like to share it with anyone who would care to try it.
Well, it's kind of like preaching the gospel of wine is really what it is, right? And when you make great wine, you love to share it with people.
Absolutely. And, you know, I get the most pleasure when I pour a glass of wine for somebody and I see it, they never had our wine, and their face lights up. And you see this expression that I haven't experienced that in a wine before, and they can understand why our small lot makes a difference. Because when we can make wine with an attention to detail, with the blends that we make, because this is a blend of Cab Franc, Merlot, and Malbec. If you put them together right, and people chase that they haven't experienced before, their face lights up, and that's what I love.
The nose is really amazing. It's really beautiful. I have to taste it in a minute, but do you do any distribution at all, or no?
No distribution. Mostly goes to our wine club and for events like this, so yeah.
You don't have a tasting room, I'm assuming, or do you?
We do, but it's in Sacramento, so it's quite it's against the normal model for Napa. We don't have a tasting room in Napa, but our home facility is in Sacramento, and we have an underground tasting room there. So people come there and are blown away because they feel like, wow, I could be anywhere in Napa and not know it.
We're the first bonded winery in a residential neighborhood in Sacramento County. So basically, it was just a matter of putting a template together, and now there are many bonded wineries there. Oh, really? So it's kind of a fun thing. We just remodeled our horse barn into a winery dining room. So we'd like to talk about share. We'd love to share that with you and tell you the whole story.
Sacramento is a pretty cool area.
We love Sacramento. We've lived there. We've been married for 33 years. Our daughters are involved in our winery to some extent or another as they travel the world. And so we're just doing what we love to do. So we're very fortunate.
Fantastic. And for our listeners to learn about you online, how would they do that?
Our website, spotowines.com.
Excellent. You've got such a great smile. I got to tell you, that's half of the reason why I came over.
I'm married to this woman. Why wouldn't I have a smile?
Sweet.
What a couple. And congratulations
on your
33 years. Thank you both very much.
Thank you very much.
Cheers. I'm here with Rich Silvestrin of Silvestrin Winery. How are you doing, Rich?
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
Good to be here. It's good to finally talk to you after so many years of enjoying your wine. Could you tell me a little bit about your lot today?
Today's lot is our 2013 3D Dr. Crane Vineyard Cabernet Sauvignon. It's 100% Cabernet Sauvignon, aged 35 months in 100% new French oak. So it's the best representation of Cabernet that comes off our estate property in St. Helena.
About how many cases do you guys do normally?
We're about 4,500 cases annually under our estate wines.
You do have some distribution, as I recall, though, right?
We do. Very limited distribution. Most of the wine is sold at the winery, but a little bit of distribution around the country.
And how long have you guys been around?
Started making wine in 1994 commercially. Prior to that, though, we've owned the vineyard land that we're on since 1932. My grandparents bought the property in 32 and passed it down. My dad farmed there, and I'm third generation to actually work on the property.
Just took a little while to finally decide to make wine then, right?
Right, right.
Not an unusual story, though, really.
Growers transitioning to vintners. Yeah, you just, you know, the family transition, you know, just wanted to stay in the industry, in the business, and finally getting into the wine side of it.
Rich, for our listeners who'd like to learn a little bit more about you online, how would they do that?
Visit the website, salvestrinwinery.com. We've got a nice, really good website there that tells a story and some great photos. You can learn a lot there.
Do you have a tasting room?
We do.
And is that by appointment or?
By appointment only.
Excellent. This is a real pleasure meeting you.
Great. Nice to meet you. Thank you.
Okay. I'm here with Don Laborde from Paradox. How are you doing, Don?
Doing very well, Ray. How are you?
Good. And, you know, we were just talking a few moments ago. I ran into your boss, Alex, and you were talking about him being hands-off. Yeah, but as a winemaker, that's going to be pretty awesome to be able to do as you see fit.
Yeah, our whole winemaking team is giving a lot of liberties and basically being able to express ourselves and making our own wines.
And you work, I mean, obviously I believe Neil is sort of the guy who oversees the group, Neil Bernardi, right?
Sure, yeah, he's our vice president of winemaking.
But from what Neil's told me, it's a very cooperative effort when it comes to tasting and making final decisions.
Absolutely. Whenever we're putting together our final few blend options, we invite all the winemakers and production teams to come help us decide on the best blend.
I'm a little curious. Do you run into conflicts? I mean, your guys with opinions.
No, not really. If there's a difference of opinion, the winemaker for that brand, that opinion wins. It's a democracy to a point. But it's your vision, it's your style, and in the end, it's your decision.
That makes sense. What is your lot this year?
Our lot this year is a Bordeaux blend. It's 77% Cabernet, 11% Malbec, 8% Petit Verdot, and 4% Merlot. Mainly off of Rector Creek, where our winery is, a little Cork Tree, another state vineyard of ours, and some grower lots from the Northern Valley.
And anybody who knows Paradox that knows that the Rector Creek wine has always been an incredible wine.
Yeah, it's a phenomenal spot, so we're really lucky to have the vineyard around the winery that we do.
Don, for our listeners who'd like to learn a little bit more about you online, how would they do that?
Well, you can go to duckhorn.com or paradox.com specifically for us. All the brands are represented. You've got bios of all winemakers. You've got an online store. You've got everything you need to know.
And you have some incredible winemakers between, again, Neil and Renee, just some wonderful people.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got a really good team, basically a team of five or six brothers and sisters that, you know, work hard, play hard, and we enjoy our time together.
That's a nice way to put it. Thanks very much for the time.
Yeah, thank you, Ray. Good to see you.
Good job.
Abdullah Voral. That's correct.
And you're the president of Peugeot,
correct?
That is
correct.
And you're just new?
I just joined 8 months ago. I am brand new to the business. I joined Peugeot Winery after 28 years with Ritz-Carlton Hotel Company. You know, I was lucky enough to be with them for 28 years, so I was one of the youngest VPs of operation. My last gig was at Bachelor Gold, where I was the general manager overseeing the Beaver Creek properties.
So what brought you to the wine business?
I think what brought me to the wine business, especially with Peugeot, is the family. I knew the family. I knew the winemaker. Sarah was there for the last 10 years. I knew we had a great product down there, and all came together, and I couldn't say no. It's like a conundrum. You know, you have a great family. You have one of the best winemakers out there, and you have a good team. So it was very hard to say no to Tony and the family and being part of the Peugeot Winery, which is very, very important.
And then you love wine.
Yes, of course, I love wine.
So I'm assuming you've been a wine lover for a little while.
Huge wine lover, especially California, especially Napa Valley. I worked here in San Francisco when I was the F&B director. So I've been out here many, many times. So I went to Peugeot, I went to Cape Breton, so I've been to many, many wineries, and that's how I get myself educated about the wine business. And I love Napa Valley, and I grew up in Germany, so I'm very familiar with the German wines, and you know, I traveled to Italy and to Spain and to Turkey. I would tell you that Napa is a very, very special place, which is very, very impressive. What we are doing here and what we are producing is world-class wines.
For our listeners who'd like to learn a little bit about Peugeot online, how would they do that?
Peugeot online, it's www.peugeot.com. I think that is the first step. So they could log in there, and then we have a great website, which is very helpful. You can maneuver around there from the wine club all the way down to, you know, meet Sarah online. We also have a Twitter account. I have a Twitter account with Peugeot as well. So if you want to follow me, that is Abdullah at Peugeot Twitter account. So that's another option for you. But I think you have so many options here. I always encourage everybody to come to the winery and really to spend some time with Sarah and with myself and the family. I think we are very, very open to that.
Excellent. We recommend they do. Thank you very much. This is a real pleasure meeting you.
Thank you.
Well, we were kind of victimizing Brett Bartolucci here because she's all by herself. Brett Bartolucci of Madonna Family Vineyards. How are you doing, Brett?
I'm doing well, thank you.
So I'm going to guess you've got a Pinot again this year, is that right?
You are correct. We have our 2015 Pinot Noir here today from Carneros, organically grown and dry farmed. But you don't find that too much in Carneros or in the Napa Valley for that matter.
Kind of interesting dry farming. You're also in an area that gets a fair amount of fog. Does that come into play when you're dry farming?
It does. We also grow on a drought resistant rootstock, which enables us to, you know, grow the grapes in that fashion. what it does is it stresses the vine, but in the end result, you get higher concentration of the fruit flavor, less tonnage, but more concentration.
Do you know roughly about how many acres you're farming?
160.
You do know, more than roughly, you know exactly.
Well, I lie a little. It's a little less, we own 160, but it's slightly under that. It's about 145 that's farmed, roughly, but.
Well, and your family's been in the winery business, and in the wine business, I should say, for how many years?
Oh my, 94 years. We're actually the second oldest family still making wine in the Napa Valley.
That's a pretty awesome thing, a lot to be proud of.
Thank you.
For our listeners who'd like to come visit you or find out about you online, how would they do that?
Visit our website at madonnaestate.com. We are on Twitter and Instagram too. And we're open daily for visitors from 10 to 5, and you don't need to make an appointment to taste our wines.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So this is 65% Cabernet Sauvignon, 35% Petit Verdot, all from our Modern Ledge Vineyard, 100% estate.
And I should introduce you because we're here with Renee Airy of Duckhorn Vineyards. How are you doing, Renee?
I'm good, Ray. How are you doing?
Good. You know, we're just talking about it's what going to get up to about 100 outside today?
I think so. But, you know, we're tucked away in this beautiful barrel room, so I can't really complain. This is a great venue for this event. And for me, I started out in the industry. My first job ever was here at Mondavi. So it's pretty cool to be back.
I forgot about that.
Yeah,
that's got to be very cool.
I did 4 years here. I worked at the lab and then assistant enologist before I came over to Duckhorn Vineyards. So, yeah, it's great to be back.
You're a very lucky winemaker.
Thank you. I could not have started out at a better place for training and just getting into the industry, and it really was a great experience. So I have a lot to owe the Mondavi family.
Well, and again, more and more women becoming winemakers. It's an awesome thing.
Oh, you don't even know our interns this year. I mean, I think I've seen 3 males come through the intern slot. So yeah, it's the tables are turning a little bit.
That's because women are far tougher. Renee, for our listeners who'd like to visit Duckhorn, how would they go about that?
Well, we're up on the corner of Lodi Lane, the Silverado Trail, or you can visit us online at www.duckhorn.com.
And, of course, that is by reservation.
By reservation, yes.
And it's a fabulous place to go visit.
Thanks. Yeah. It's a great place to come and visit. Beautiful setting, and, yeah, enjoy your wine, sit outdoors, and enjoy the weather.
Excellent. Always love seeing you. Thank you.
Thank you, Rick. Nice seeing you, too.
This is the end of part one of podcast number 188 from the Barrel Auction of Auction Napa Valley 2016. Download part two from iTunes or from lifebetweenthevines.com.